Chapter 2. Somebody's Mom. A Mother's Relationship with Her Children. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train a boy in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not swerve from it. My Story. A knock at my window roused my attention as I sat crying in the school parking lot on Eric's fifth day of first grade. Eric's sobs matched mine. 3-year-old Adam added his own high-pitched wails to the mix, empathizing with the distress of his older brother. "What's wrong?" my good friend Martha inquired as the window lowered and the plaintive sobs were released. My distress led her to assume that we must have just received the news of a death or disaster. "Eric just got his name on the board again," I whimpered. "This is the fifth day in a row he's been in trouble for talking. What am I doing wrong? How come he keeps getting in trouble? I just have the feeling that he's destined for juvenile hall or worse." "Did the name on the board say Mrs. Hendy?" Martha astutely queried. When my response confirmed that the name in question was indeed Eric's, Martha told me to stop my crying. His name, written on the board by an old school teacher, was not an indictment of me, nor of my parenting skills. She rightly guessed that I'd never been the kind of first grader who'd had my name on the board, and taught me an important lesson in separating my own identity from those of my children. Somebody's Mom. When our children are born, we take on new layers of identity. Along with being Lisa and Greg's wife, when my eldest came along, I assumed the role of Eric's mom, and subsequently, the added identity of Adam's mom. In nurturing and developing my relationship with my boys, I want them to remember that along with being their mom, I am also still Lisa. I want them to look at their mom and find a woman who is happy, fulfilled, and living each day to the fullest. I want them to realize that in becoming the very best I can be for myself, I blossom in my role as mother as well. What a blessing at every stage of our children's lives to be present to them in the nurturing role of mom. Let's remind ourselves that giving them our best also means caring for and nurturing ourselves. Doing so helps in every part of our mom jobs, whether as teacher, as bad guy, or as cheerleader. Mom's Homework. 1. Pray for and with your children every day. Establish regular prayer rituals as a family. Listen to your children's struggles and challenges and let them know that you'll be praying for them. Ask them to pray for you in your role as mom too. 2. Talk with your husband about family standards in your home. Set aside time to anticipate needed guidelines for your children's developmental stages. Don't be afraid to be the bad guy. 3. Listen to how you give feedback to your children. Are you hypercritical or overly permissive? Remember how your words impact the self-esteem and dignity of your children. 4. Plan fun outings with your children regularly and spend time listening to what they are really trying to tell you. 5. Let your children know the real you. Discuss your passions with them. Let them see you reading books, engaging in hobbies, and most importantly, nurturing your own faith life with prayer and spiritual development.